An end driver is paying the price for failing to abide by Coquitlam speed limits. Around 2:15 a.m. on April 16, RCMP clocked the novice at nearly double the posted speed limit while heading westbound on Como Lake Avenue. The radar read 95 km per hour in a 50 zone near the thoroughfare's intersection with Thermal Drive. The speedster's vehicle was impounded for 7 days as a result of the incident, and they were issued an excessive speeding fine, between $368 and $483, plus 3 points against their driver's license. The driver also didn't have their IN properly displayed, which added another fine of $109. Novice drivers are in a particularly good position to stop bad habits before they start, Coquitlam RCMP spokesperson Const. John R. Graham told the Tri-City News. Coquitlam RCMP's traffic services team continue to focus on road safety. Graham added spring's warmer weather, along with drier road conditions, is likely to encourage drivers to be more briskly behind the wheel. However, he said that's not an excuse to go on a joyride, as Mounties believe motorists should be courteous for safety's sake. May is high-risk driving month, and we will be participating in initiatives to target high-risk driving behaviors, Graham noted, as the local detachment is likely to continue its high accident zone, HAZE, and high visibility enforcement, HZE, initiatives. Roll the windows down, play the tunes, at respectful levels, and enjoy this fine spring weather while driving safely, attentively and defensively, with purpose. According to Coquitlam RCMP, 464 traffic tickets were issued among more than 1,400 drivers observed during its February HAZE and HZE campaign. Officers were primarily set up along Lougheed Highway, 7, and the Maryhill Bypass, 7B, and even gave the public advance notice for its other locations. The initiatives began Jan. 8 as part of RCMP's outreach about the consequences of poor driving behavior, including those for speed, distracted driving, impaired driving, invalid licenses and failing to wear seat belts. Meanwhile, ICBC latest stats available show 42 known crashes at Como Lake Avenue and Thermal Drive between 2017 and 2021. There were also 155 motor vehicle collisions within a six-block vicinity of that intersection between Linton Street and Baker Drive. Regionally, 32 people died in 2021 from collisions when excessive speed was a factor. And, at 27%, speed was the second leading cause of fatal Lower Mainland crashes in 2021.